Welcome to the Ideal Investor Show. This is the podcast where we help you challenge your mindset and discover where you are. Tired of stories about other people's success? We can help you change your life, determine your time freedom point, and join us on the journey to financial success. Let's go. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Ideal Investor Show, where we talk about interesting and relevant content that is related to residential real estate investing and our journey towards the time freedom point and how I can help you, but also what things to contemplate so that you have a good mindset and a good goal orientation and a good motivation. And so one of the things I want to touch on today is that there are challenges and tragedies in life in general. Right. And it can be something like what happened in our family. It's not really, in a sense, a tragedy, but one of our cats who made it to 19 years old just recently died the other day. And it is obviously a very sad thing. And you start contemplating. But then we also realize, well, he had a really good 19-year-old life, a long life, and he passed away totally peacefully and without pain or anything like that. So, you know, those kind of tragedies happen. Now, other tragedies related to what we do with our money can also happen. And the important thing with that is that you might gather the information that you can find and the advice that you can find, and you come to the conclusion that a certain investment is the right thing for you to do. And most people, especially when they're not experts, they're also realizing, I'm doing this in a way to attempt to get the outcome that I'm looking for without 100% being sure that it will happen. The level of assurance that something is actually going to happen as planned rises with the expertise, how often you have done it, how carefully you have actually established all the different variables and how well you understand them. And for many, many people nowadays, when we invest in something, we don't necessarily have the expertise to really check off all the boxes that will increase the likelihood that our investment will come out exactly as planned. That's partially why I'm always recommending to not do it on your own, but connect with somebody who already has developed that expertise. So when it comes to residential real estate investing, especially further away from home where you're looking for investments that perform well, rather than that are conveniently close to where you live. That may be possible where you live, but for the vast majority of people, especially in the United States, you find that the places that people like to live are not necessarily the places where the performance of the investment is very good. And if you are looking for that, then I would highly encourage you to go to idealinvestorshow.com, find the button that says book a call, and let's have a conversation so we can determine, you know, what you really want to accomplish, what goals you have that you like to achieve, what your time freedom point number is, and how I can help you to actually get on that journey. And you can basically take advantage of all the expertise that I have developed in the last 15 to 20 years, right? Now, if you in that conversation tell me that what you really would like to do is build a stock market portfolio, especially also including ETFs that now recently have added Bitcoin because it's going off like a rocket ship in the last few months, then I will tell you that is wonderful, that is great, but that is not my area of expertise. I would basically be on your level when it comes to how much do I understand and how much can I help you avoid any kind of missteps. We would be basically starting at the same level, most likely. And you might actually know more about it than I do. So what would I do? I would go through my long and big database of people that I've spoken to who specialize in that stock market investing. Or if you say, I want to do something with gold and silver coins and commodities, I actually have an advisor who helps me buy those, and I would be happy to refer you to him. But I wouldn't want to be the one that is actually helping you to make the right decisions in that, because my expertise is just not in that area. Where I do have the expertise is in out-of-state residential real estate investing, besides the fact that I also have developed this network of all these different connections that go from renovated super high-performing properties to renovated and well-performing properties to brand new build properties with the purpose of building them to rent them out and have them for the long term. So you buy those brand new and you have them in your family, in your portfolio for the next 100 years for yourself and for your family. And anything and everything in between, including lending and insuring and inspecting and all those things. That's what we have been working on in the last 15 years. And so when you come to us, when you go to the website, idealinvestorshow.com, and you find the button, book a call and have a conversation, that's the expertise and the understanding and the depth that you actually get involved with and exposed to and can take advantage of. And if you came to us with something totally different, then I think integrity requires it to send you to somebody who has the necessary expertise. Right. But so that's in a sense the aspect of how can you avoid tragedy with your investing, or how can you recover from it? Because we have some clients who actually, you know, got some advice or maybe got convinced to invest in certain things in the stock market. And then 2 years later, they find out they lost 90% of the value of the assets. They still own them, but the value has gone down dramatically. Now, does that mean you never want to do investing anymore, or you would never want to buy a stock anymore? No, probably not. And not everything goes down when the stuff or even the majority goes down. There are always some exceptions that go up. But ultimately, you want to really start realizing, okay, I need to find the area of investing I want to get involved with that gives me a long-term horizon of success and good performance. And that's exactly what we're here for. And I hope when you listen to us and to me here, talking to you in this episode and other episodes, the other almost 200 episodes before, then you really realize we have been working on this for years. And I want to help you avoid tragedy by making sensible decisions based on expertise that I'm here to provide to you. And for anything else, regardless what it is, it's not just a matter of investing, but in any area that you are attempting or wanting to do something, especially when it involves a significant amount of money, my advice is find somebody who is your mentor and your guide and your coach to help you with the necessary expertise so you can make better informed decisions that are based in experience from those who already had the time and exposure to gather that experience if you didn't have it yourself. So that's it for today. Be well, stay safe, and I talk to you tomorrow.